time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 45. Tonight, clear with a low of 20. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 34-year-old Fairfield resident Corey A. Baker was arrested by Wayne County deputies yesterday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for calculated criminal drug conspiracy and methamphetamine conspiracy. The Sheriff's Department says the charges stemmed from an investigation by the Wayne County Drug Task Force into the possible distribution of heroin and meth. Baker was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $7,520 bond. 33-year-old Fairfield resident Matthew L. Russler was arrested last night by Fairfield police on a charge of battery. According to police reports, at approximately 11:30, officers responded to the 100 block of Highland Avenue to investigate an unknown disturbance. Upon their arrival, two men were outside. One had blood on his face, and the other had blood on his hands. In addition, police observed a woman with a swollen and bruised eye inside the property. Their investigation revealed that Russler and the others had been drinking, and an argument ensued, leading to a fight between Russler and the other man. The woman attempted to break up the fight and was struck. Russler was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the setting of bond. The victim received treatment at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. 42-year-old Fairfield resident Stephanie R. Carter was also booked in the jail yesterday afternoon. She was wanted on a Shelby County warrant for theft of labor or services or use of property. Her bond for the warrant was set at $520. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Have I got great news for you. Speed Queen has continued their 10-year parts and labor warranties on all laundry products through the end of 2019. That means full parts and labor coverage through 2029. What more could you ask for? Where else can you get that kind of coverage at no extra cost? If your old washer or dryer is on its last leg, come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Congratulations, Mules, for a great season. Go Mules!
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, 28-year-old Carmi resident Andrew P. Horn was arrested Tuesday morning by Carmi Police and the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. They executed a search warrant at Horn's apartment after a lengthy investigation into distribution of child pornography, and electronics were seized from the apartment for forensic analysis. Horn was charged with distribution of child pornography and failure to register as a sex offender. He was transported to the White County Jail, and the investigation is ongoing. West Salem Grade School will hold a Veterans Day program at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in the school gym. The event is open to the public, and it is to honor all those who have served or currently serve our country. Johnsonville Elementary School will hold a Veterans Day program on Tuesday at 10 o'clock a.m. All local veterans are invited to attend the event, as well as Johnsonville families. The school will serve coffee, juice, and donuts for refreshments. In other Veterans Day activities, John's Butcher Block will serve free lunch to veterans on Monday in honor of their service. Appellate Court Justice David Overstreet of Mount Vernon has announced his intention to seek election to the Illinois Supreme Court in next year's Republican primary. The vacancy was created by Justice Lloyd Carmier's recent announcement that he will retire next year. Carmeier has been the Chief Justice of the court for the past 3 years. Overstreet says while he cannot discuss political issues as a judicial candidate, he has always tried to make judgments that are fair, impartial, and faithful to the law. He was first elected to the Circuit Court in 2008 and was appointed and later elected to the 5th District Appellate Court based in Mount Vernon. The 5th District Appellate Court seat represents those living in the state's southernmost 37 counties. Overstreet and his wife Suzanne have 3 children, and they attend the Mount Vernon Church of Christ, where he serves as a deacon. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of October. Troopers in District 19 recorded 1,229 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 428 citations and 1,149 written warnings, including 261 speeding citations, 3 DUIs, 15 occupant restraint citations, 6 criminal arrests, and 348 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 289 citations and 409 written warnings for Fatal Four violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes and include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 61 motorists, conducted 140 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 36 traffic crashes. There was 1 fatal traffic crash investigated by District 19 during October, resulting in 1 fatality. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Skilled Care Unit has been named one of America's best nursing homes, according to the 2019-2020 U.S. News & World Report Best Nursing Homes list. Its 5-star rating was the unit's 8th, and it was placed in the top 19% of such institutions in the country that earned at least 1 high-performance rating. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams said the honor is a testament to the outstanding quality of care provided at the Skilled Care Unit. She said its team is a solid group of professionals who not only care about their patients, but also have a passion to serve others. The Skilled Care Unit at FMH provides short-term skilled care nursing and services to those who require medical care, nursing care, and/or rehabilitation services. Skilled Care Unit Director Mariah Miner said her team is connected with their residents and feel as if they are part of their family. She said the unit is blessed with team members who have critical nursing skills to ensure the most advanced care is delivered. The Cisney FFA Ag Issues team won the District 5 Ag Issues Leadership Development Event, or LDE, yesterday at SIU Carbondale. The team consists of Sarah Tim, Kaylee Weber, Hannah Callahan, Zach Paul, Bailey Lewis, Kylie Rucker, and Melanie Jordan, and their debate was entitled Industrial Hemp, High Risks or High Rewards. Scores were based on a research portfolio, local forums, and the student presentation, which included impromptu questions. The group now advances to state competition prior to the Illinois State FFA Convention. Lewis also finished 3rd overall in the District 5 Varsity Job Interview LDE yesterday. That competition required the completion of a cover letter, resume, job application, personal interview, and thank you letter. Lewis will compete at the State Job Interview LDE in June. According to a Facebook post earlier this week, the CDC says the Wayne County Recycling After Hours drop-off area will be closed all weekends and evenings beginning tomorrow. Its hours will be 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. The CDC says the recycling market continues to be low, and many items that could be recycled in the past now have no value. It says it knows the importance of the service to the community, but it had no choice but to make adjustments to reduce expenses and continue to seek ways to stay in business. The CDC says it takes pride in the fact that it is one of the recycling facilities still operating in the area, but it does need the support and understanding of the public as changes come. People are asked to only drop off items currently accepted at the site, and they should only make the drop-offs during operating hours. A flyer with non-acceptable items may be found on our news headlines page at WFIWradio.com. The Edwards County School Board will meet in special session tonight at 6:30 in the K-12 Room 172. The meeting will begin with a public comments section, and the board will once again deal with reciprocal reporting agreements with law enforcement agencies as a matter of old business. Three items of new business are on the agenda, all with action possible. The board will hold discussions on potential curriculum changes, maintenance projects, and potential bond work. In personnel business, the board will consider a volunteer coach for the ECHS cheerleaders. It's also scheduled to enter closed session before adjourning for the night. Corey Musgrave and his wife Jana attended the annual Illinois Family Institute's banquet on Friday, and he was given the IFI's annual Voice of Truth Award. The honor is bestowed upon Illinois residents committed to speaking truth with courage. It was given to Musgrave for his opening prayer at the Illinois General Assembly in May. Musgrave currently serves as the president of Jeff School District 14, and he's also the senior pastor at New Beginnings Church and the president of the Fairfield Ministerial Alliance. He is running as a Republican for the 109th state representative seat, and the primary election is March 17th. Pastor Emeritus at Moody Bible Church, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, also received a Voice of Truth Award this year. Reverend Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, was the keynote speaker at the banquet. There is still an opportunity to get into the Fairfield Veterans Day Parade Saturday afternoon, and anyone with an entry should call 516-3111. Saturday's activities will start at 1 p.m. with a flag raising at Freedom Park in downtown Fairfield. Elizabeth Gonzalez is scheduled to sing the national anthem, and she will be followed by the Roasted Chestnuts in concert. The parade will get underway at 2 o'clock. Organizer Clifford Reaver says there will be a breakfast from 7 to 10 a.m. for veterans and their spouses on the morning of the annual parade. That breakfast will be held at St. Edward's Catholic Church, and veterans who plan to attend should call 599-2313 or 599-8168. Following the Saturday parade, all participants are welcome to a meal at the Elks Lodge, sponsored by the Elks and FNB. On Monday, the Veterans Day ceremony will take place at 11 o'clock at the Fairfield CP Church. Dave Land will be the speaker. It was originally scheduled to be held at Maple Hill, but it was moved due to predicted cold temperatures. The ceremony will be followed by a meal for participants at the First United Methodist Church, as well as at the American Legion Post 176. Three Illinois state troopers were recently struck by passing motorists in a span of 4 days, and the ISP is again reminding the public about the state's move-over law. Kim Howard has more.
26 state police squad cars have been hit this year by drivers not paying attention, not slowing down, and not moving over. Trooper Mindy Carroll says some just aren't getting it, but not for lack of trying.
Last year we had written 728 move-over violations. This year, we're at 5,860. So that's 8 times the total amount. So we're out there, we're trying. I just don't know if the message is getting across to people.
The move-over law, also known as Scott's Law, requires drivers to slow down and switch lanes when they see a vehicle with flashing lights on the side of the road. Two troopers have died this year as a result of Scott's Law violations. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois pork producers are looking for new members of a leadership class that will help them grow new leaders for the agriculture industry. IPPA Executive Director Jennifer Tyree says they are looking for anyone with a connection to the pork industry.
So we took our first class of future leaders to D.C. during our national fly-in, and they were able to talk with members of Congress about the issues that are impacting us on a national level. So that's what we're planning to do with this next class.
The class will start in 2020, but the application deadline to apply for the no-cost program is November 15th. More details are on IllinoisPork.com. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Farming. It's genetics, what you're made of. It's agronomy, local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service, built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Grow with Golden Harvest Seed through the Golden Advantage Program. 0% interest on extended terms. Contact your seed advisor today.
Post-frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 35. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,745, up 253. The NASDAQ is at 8,469, up 59. December crude oil is at $57.68. That is up $1.33. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old Barnhill resident Dolores J. Monroe died at 10 o'clock p.m. on Sunday at Aperion Care. She was retired from Airtex Products. Dolores Monroe is survived by daughter Jackie Schoenborn of Fairfield, two grandsons, and three great-grandchildren. A graveside service for Dolores Monroe will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at Kuntz Cemetery in Fairfield. Friends and family should go directly to the cemetery. Memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They will be accepted at the cemetery or at Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Rain is likely. We'll have a high today around 45. Clear skies tonight, a low around 20, and then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 38. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, sunny on Saturday with a high of 50 and low of 35. Partly cloudy on Sunday, Sunday's high 58 with a low of 32. And then a chance for rain or snow on Monday. Monday's high will be around 35 with a low around 12.